The goal is where you have an action plan of saying, we're going to use this data to take this action based off of this plan. And that is where you really start to have a meaningful impact, regardless of your tech stack. What you want to try and do is say, what are we trying to accomplish? And then what is the outcome that we're trying to achieve? And then go from there.
You're listening to the Keep Optimizing Podcast to increase your traffic, improve your conversion rates, and grow your profits.
Hello and welcome. I'm Chloe Thomas, the host of this e-commerce marketing focus podcast. If you're not familiar with the format, well, each month we focus on a different marketing method like email or SEO or Facebook ads. And each week I interview a different expert to explore the latest advice on making it work for you. I like sometimes to start these episodes by giving a little shout out to one of the listeners who's been kind enough to take the time to post a review of the show, and I've got one to do today. So huge thanks to AWIL03 from the UK for putting a 5-star rating on Apple Podcasts. AWIL03 says, an essential for any marketer. If podcasts were measured with an ROI, this one will pay back again and again. Keep Optimizing is a podcast I not only listen to regularly myself, but recommend time and time again to my network. How cool is that? Thank you very much, AWIL03. Awesome to have your review up on Apple Podcasts. So thank you for taking the time to do that. If you would like a shout out at the start of an episode, just go to keepopt.com/review to find out how to leave us a review, and you may be a first mention of an upcoming episode. This month, we are doing something a bit different. We're not diving into a marketing method. Instead, we're exploring the impact that all those big old privacy changes have been having on you and how you deal with them. So we've got some episodes on attribution coming up, including this one. And we've got some episodes tackling the latest privacy news and how you deal with that around email and cookies. So lots being covered in this 5-week month. But as I said, this episode, we're starting off with attribution. We are most definitely now in a world where just Google Analytics is probably not enough, nor are just what comes out the back of Shopify. So how is it you go about working out what your analytics tech stack should be? That's what we're talking about today. My guest is going to break it down into the key things you need your analytics tech stack to do. And he's also going to take us through the process for working out what to put in your analytics tech stack and then how you optimize that over time. Super insightful advice coming up. You're going to really like this one. If you're an analytics-y geek like me and love a bit of new tech, then you are definitely going to like this one. Do make sure you listen right to the end, because at the end, my guests will be sharing their quickfire insider tips to help you maximize your performance. And I'll share my take on it all, plus outline a few more free ways we can help you improve your business even more. So stay tuned to the end. Did you know that Safari deletes all of your website's visitor data every 7 days? Since Apple deprecated third-party cookies, most brands' retargeted audience size has been slashed by 40%. Amerce fixes this in just one click. The Amerce first-party data app extends your data tracking to 1 year instead of 7 days, automatically adding 40% more customer data to your existing email flows and paid ads audiences. Brands with Amerce installed see 20% more email revenue and a 40% increase in event match quality across Meta and Google. It literally takes just 15 minutes to install, and you never have to do anything after. Just let the revenue roll in. Sign up for your 30-day free trial via keepopt.com/immerse. That's keepopt.com/AIMERCE. In this episode, I'm chatting with attribution expert JJ Reynolds. JJ is the founder of Vision Labs, where he helps companies measure and take action on their marketing data. Hello, JJ.
Hey, Chloe. Thanks so much for having me.
Awesome to have you here. I think attribution is one of those things that everybody has got super confused with at the moment. So I'm looking forward to finding out your take on making it a lot less confusing. But before we get into that, how did you end up as an attribution expert?
Yeah, the quick and dirty story of it is I actually started out running a media company where I was doing video and photography and everything else. Learned that Facebook boost button was a thing. This was back when the boost button first came out. And I was went to some wineries I was working with, and I was like, hey, if you push this button, it'll go to more people for more money. And slowly went down the rabbit hole of becoming in the media buying space. So Facebook ads, Google ads, worked at an agency for a while, and discovered that most brands don't understand how to act on the reports that are being provided by either agencies or in-house data teams. And slowly but surely build out a measurement agency. And now we work with brands, companies, all types and sorts to help them measure and act on their data. And so we like to say we're a measurement department for your brand and help you act on your actual data. So that's the quick and dirty story of it.
Very cool. So experiencing the joys and the pains and now helping everybody solve those pains. Now, you mentioned the word measurement quite a few times there, and we spoke before about the fact you like to think in terms of measurement, not in terms of attribution. And I have had many a rant on this and other podcasts about how useless many of the terms we use in e-commerce are. E-commerce, the word itself, being one of the most confusing terms ever known to man. So why do you find it, how do you find it more useful to think about measurement rather than attribution? Because often a simple change like that can be a game changer for people.
Here's my favorite analogy. And if you're listening to this, like, don't close your eyes if you're driving, but just try to imagine this scenario that's not related to e-commerce at all. But this is what we're trying to do whenever we talk about attribution and people building out these mixed media models and everything else, and these really complicated attribution models. Is imagine if you were fishing in a river and you caught a fish and you have all of your tech with you fishing, and you're like, when I catch this fish, I want to mark exactly where I caught it, the exact point where the sun was, the exact moment in time. And in 1 year, I'm going to come back and drop my hook right in this spot again, and I'm going to catch a fish in 1 second. I don't have to wait anymore. I can just drop my hook in and catch it. So I know exactly the path of this fish. I know where it zigged and then it zagged and went left and then went right. And then it was this deep and then this high. And then I caught one. After waiting for 2 hours, I caught a fish. And in 1 year, come back, I was going to drop my hook right at the moment and the depth and the exact bait I was using at that moment in time. And I'm going to catch a fish. That probably won't work for you. But that's what most people, when they have these really advanced 37 touch point attribution models, they try to do. Measurement, what I like to say, is where you have built a dam. And you've kind of forced the majority of the fish to go in this one direction the majority of the time. And that's what you, if you have a good measurement plan, that is what you're doing. Where you're trying to say, hey, if we force the majority of people over here, we have 100 fish per hour. And per hour, there's 100 fish coming through this thing. And if we put a bait that we think is the right bait, we'll catch a fish more likely in a shorter amount of time than the 2 hours we waited last time. And so with measurement, the goal is that you know where the majority of people are the majority of the time. And what you try to do is take action to improve those odds time and time again, as opposed to fighting over where every single fish is at the exact moment it's at, because that's a losing battle with everything as far as technology. It's always been a losing battle, and it's going to become more and more a losing battle as time goes on. So that's my analogy for how the difference between attribution and measurement as a strategy and a system kind of play together, opposing, however you want to view that.
Nice. I like it. So it's like, I often have the same problem with attribution, is that everybody gets a little bit obsessed about trying to make things absolutely perfect. And it's just, humans aren't perfect. So clearly no attribution model is ever going to be perfect. I like that way of thinking, actually, let's understand what's going on and play the odds to maximize our chances of success. So I like your definition of measurement, JJ.
And just imagine if you were like fishing on one side of the lake, that the dam was pushing the fish to the other side of the lake, and you're only catching a small percentage of the fish, but you're tracking every single one of them. And you're like, well, it's not working because there are fish are all on the other side of the river. But you don't know that because you're looking at all the fish you're catching. So it just becomes this 5,000-pound gorilla of a thing. And the second that you miss one transaction that is wrong, now everyone doesn't trust it. And you have a whole other problem where if you say, hey, we're not going to trust it because that's part of the system of saying we're going to look at the trend and pattern and every single one is not helpful. It just becomes a much more actionable as a system for the entire organization to get behind.
I get where we're trying to get to. I get we're now in a world due to all these privacy changes, all these, you know, this scenario we're now working in where we have to put effort into analytics. Now we can't just install GA and expect it to work. Doesn't even exist anymore. So we definitely can't just install GA and expect it to work. But how do we go about building, because tech is still critical, how do we go about working out how to build the right analytics tech stack for us to make sure we've got the information we need to take that measurement strategy? Because we can't just go, yeah, we're going to do measurement. We've actually got to put some building blocks in place. So how do we start that journey to having the right tech to make this possible?
Yeah, I'd say there's three core things that you have to do as a function. And those can be one tool, they can be many tools, they can be custom. It doesn't really matter. We have clients that do it every which way. I wouldn't say that there's any one tool to rule them all, because every tool is improving every day. So one thing you have to do is you have to send data to the platforms that you're spending money on. That's the first thing I would say. One of the more important things to do is say, okay, we're running Facebook ads. How are we going to have the best quality data of when someone buys, when someone adds to cart, when someone views an item to that platform? If you're on Shopify, there's a lot of apps, for example, like Elevar, Fueled, Little Data. Those are types of the apps I'm talking about where the best data to that destination. Another thing you have to have is some sort of data aggregator, which is something that you would like to be viewing reports of. And so you have to have something that allows you to view how many transactions you had yesterday. That could be, for example, the Shopify dashboard. If you're very beginner, like you're a smaller brand, you can just look at the Shopify dashboard and it will tell you a lot of things that you would like to know. And the last thing you have to have is some sort of way to mix a bunch of different platform metrics together. So for example, you spent $10,000 on Facebook yesterday. You also spent $10,000 on Google ads. You also spent on TikTok ads and LinkedIn ads and everything else. You need to have some place that you can centralize all of those numbers together to give you a trend and pattern about each individual platform and what that platform is reporting versus what the actual sales are performing. And so if you can nail those three, get data to location the best way possible, some way to centralize that data, and then some way to then visualize that data in parity to each other, you should be in a much better place. And just think about it in that simple term. There are a lot of tools that do all three of those. There are a lot of tools that do just one of those. And then if you know why you have a tool, it becomes so much more impactful.
I love that clarity. So send the data to the right places, centralize it, and then actually be able to view it and make use of it. It's like, oh, that makes so much more sense. So what are the key things then that lead someone to choose tech stack A over tech stack B over an all-in-one versus separate? Because I can imagine there's a million and one reasons they could choose to do that, but there's probably a good way of working out what's going to be the right solution for you, for your business.
There's two ways of looking at this. There's one, what are you trying to accomplish? And then finding a tool that fits that. And then the reverse is trying to trust what a platform tells you it's going to do and then going that way. The problem with the second option is that everyone's going to promise something better. Like, hey, we'll improve your ROAS by 1.5. And hey, we'll improve your ROAS by 1.7. And now you're like switching platforms every 3 months because someone has a better promise. I like to look at it as, what are you trying to accomplish? And then let's fit a technology to fit that mold. And then as you level up as an organization, as you become more sophisticated, you will outgrow technologies. And then you can go into another platform that you'll get more value out of. And so as you grow, you can grow in sophistication of tech stack. You can grow in sophistication of marketing strategies. It doesn't really matter. But the worst thing you can do is go buy the super nice luxury premium thing and then not know what you're doing, using it for. And you're trying to rely on the reports to tell you what to do when you don't even know what you're trying to accomplish.
You end up back in that scenario. All of us who spent a decade on original Google Analytics was, there's loads of really interesting stuff, but I've no idea what to do with it all. I spent all afternoon looking at analytics. It was really interesting, but I've learned nothing. We're trying to avoid that scenario, aren't we? We're trying to go, let's actually make this deliver for us, not just create some pretty reports.
Exactly. And that's what most brands come to us for, is that we provide those reports and we provide all of these different things using kind of any tool stack. We have our preferences and recommendations, but the goal is where you have an action plan of saying, we're going to use this data to take this action based off of this plan. And that is what we call it a DAP, data action plan. And that is where you really start to have a meaningful impact regardless of your tech stack. What you want to try and do is say, what are we trying to accomplish? And then what is the outcome that we're trying to achieve? And then go from there and know the difference. So say, for example, you have a New Year's sale or a New Year's initiative, whatever that might be. We're going to spend, I don't know, $50,000 in ads. We're going to run this thing. We're going to do this, this, this. And our goal is that we acquire new customers at break even, and they then turn into a 2x lifetime, or we realize a 2x initial order value in 90 days. That's our plan. That's what we're trying to achieve. And then you go execute that plan and look at your reports, and you should reflect that plan. And that is where you have like the, honestly, is where the magic happens, is we had a plan and we have the data, and then we can take an action and then repeat again and again.
And what sort of plans are people coming to you with to build, to work out what tech they need in place, what reports they need in place? Is it as simple as we need to improve our Facebook ad return on investment? Is it we're trying to get a customer lifetime value number together? Is it we're trying to optimize our product mix? What are the common ones that people come to you with?
The two common ones is we don't know what tech we need and why. And we just need to have this simplified and a reason why we have this. And the second one is we need to have visibility into each individual's platform's outcomes, whether that's improved ROAS or improved like LTV to customer acquisition cost. The biggest thing most brands come to us is that we have a centralized location to answer the questions on a consistent basis that has a purpose behind why it's built. And then we can iterate quickly upon that. And so most brands come to us because they either have no person in-house whose job it is to manage their reporting and their data and everything else. They're relying on agencies or some tool to do it. And they want to be able to have someone tell that story around it and have someone to talk to that's not a software chat bot. Because we can customize everything to the nth degree that makes sense. We have some customers that try to get every order's profit metric exact of how much did we spend on this actual unit, how much we spend on the advertising, and what is a profit. We have some clients that look at that run loss leaders where it's like, hey, we're losing money on order one. And our goal is on by order three, we're making 100% profit because it's a consumable. And so that's where people come to us, and it really helps to have a plan. That's the biggest thing. If you're listening to this, build a plan and start there and then say, what do we need to fill this plan's gaps?
Yeah, I do feel like there's a lot of us going, oh, the analytics doesn't work anymore. We need analytics, rather than going, actually, what are we trying to actually achieve? What do we actually need to know? What's the business thing? And then how can we bring that data together? And I completely get what you're saying about, it doesn't surprise me at all that a lot of people want that visibility of results, because the number of times over the last 12, 18 months I've heard, well, Facebook ads tells me this and GA4 tells me this, but Shopify tells me that, and I don't know what to believe. And they know that none of them are telling them the right answer, but they haven't got that machinery in place to enable them to work out which is which. So we have our plan, we work out what we need. I'm going to take a rough guess that the lovely adage garbage in, garbage out applies here. So presumably whilst we're putting this tech stack together, there's quite a lot of data auditing and checking the data we think we've got is the data we've got, especially around, I know here in the UK, is VAT included or not? Is this pre or post promotion? Is it actually in pounds or is it in dollars? Is something which can stump many an e-commerce manager. Is this data dollars or pounds? I don't actually know. Or euros, even. So is there a big kind of like data auditing process, data checking process to do?
Yeah, it's almost a data definition process of how do we define this for your brand? Because, for example, does average order value include shipping or not? I had a huge debate with a bunch of people about this exact question. Should average order value include or exclude shipping? And that's a very like that's a very like surface level thing. Should AOV include shipping? There's a lot of other things like pounds versus dollars. And then you also have the concept of like, what's the definition of a view item event? And what's the definition of add to cart and begin checkout? And as long as you know these, what these steps are, which most people gloss over, no one knows what that actually means. Like, hey, begin checkout. Like, oh, obviously that's this step. And someone else is like, no, that's this step over here. And so having a centralized location where you can define everything is honestly saves a lot of people running around in circles trying to fix things. But yeah, data in or quality garbage in, garbage out is a very much true sentiment, along with saying, which trends and patterns are we trying to track and are we trying to act upon? One of our favorites is the acquisition marketing efficiency ratio, where it's how efficiently are you acquiring new customers and new customer revenue. If we're looking at that, we need to make sure that that's very well displayed, that everyone knows what we're trying to do to influence this number. That's where you really have some synergy within a company.
Guys, there's not just a, are the numbers what we think the numbers are? There's a, let's get everyone in the business on the page with what the numbers we want should be, and then pull that all together in those pieces. And would it be fair to say that this is a strategy we're never going to put in a drawer? You know how like sometimes you go, oh, right, we've completed the warehouse move. We can ignore that for the next few years until we get big enough to need to move a warehouse again. Fair enough, you put the warehouse strategy in a drawer because it, you know, the big part of that is dealt with. But it feels to me like the analytics, we now need to think of analytics the same way as we think about, you know, where's our ad spend going this year? It's a constantly moving feast that we can't afford to drop the ball on. Is that what you're finding?
Yeah, I would say, and I'm the most biased person out here. I run a measurement agency, so take that with a grain of salt, everybody. I would say that you have to allocate some sort of budget towards your measurement systems. It's going to be an ongoing thing, whether that's all realized at one time per year or monthly. You're going to have to allocate that in a way. You could pay for softwares, right? Softwares, but then you have people to look at the softwares. So it kind of just becomes how much do you want to invest? I'd say in general, like 1% to 2% of top line revenue is kind of what I'd estimate of saying, hey, spend this amount of money on your measurement systems. That should give you a good baseline to start from. As you grow, that number might increase or decrease depending on the type of organization that you're running. They're like running in, for example, of some companies are very subscription oriented and you have to have a lot of measurement systems. If you're trying to make a loss on the first few orders to then make money later, you need to have a lot more detailed data systems. And so that's like, in general, I would say, yes, 1% to 2%, shoot there. You can go half a percentage above or below that, and then you'll have a good kind of budget to start with. From that point moving forward, you can then say, hey, are we trying to do anything really fancy? If so, what's the payback of that? Should we invest more? Should we invest less? Do we see a return? And you can start playing with it from there.
And as you were saying earlier, this isn't about going, oh, let's go find some tech and just spend our budget. This is about going, what's our actual plan? And then working out how you're going to make the most of that budget to give you the answers you actually need, which, yeah. Oh, there's a new budget line. We must spend that on something is definitely not the approach to have here. Well, look, JJ, is there anything we've missed that the audience should know about when they're looking at choosing the right attribution or the right analytics or the right measurement setup for their tech stack?
I would say just know what tech you're running on, know what tech that you're trying to shoot for. And if you can start with saying a Google Sheet that has every single piece of technology that you use, from Shopify to Recharge to whatever you're using, write it all down and start with saying, okay, which of these are we still using? And I guarantee you'll save some money right there. And then say, how do we measure each of these outcomes and should they be used? And then go from there and say, what questions do we need to have answers to tomorrow? What questions should we have answers to in 3 months, 6 months, 9 months? And then contact us.
I love it. Well, look, JJ, it's been great picking your brains about choosing the right analytics tech stack setup. Listeners, remember to stay tuned right to the end so you don't miss out on JJ's insider tips and my suggestions for more free resources to help you improve things even further in your business. Did you know that Safari deletes all of your website's visitor data every 7 days? Since Apple deprecated third-party cookies, most brands' retargeted audience size has been slashed by 40%. Amerce fixes this in just one click. The Amerce first-party data app extends your data tracking to 1 year instead of 7 days, automatically adding 40% more customer data to your existing email flows and paid ads audiences. Brands with Amerce installed see 20% more email revenue and a 40% increase in event match quality across Meta and Google. It literally takes just 15 minutes to install, and you never have to do anything after. Just let the revenue roll in. Sign up for your 30-day free trial via keepopt.com/immerse. That's keepopt.com/AIMERCE. Okay, JJ, so far we've gone deep into choosing the right analytics tech setup. Now you get to wow us with your insider knowledge about the whole of the world of measurement, attribution, and analytics. So for the following questions, your answer can be anything to do with that, which of course includes everything we've already been talking about too. So JJ, are you ready for the insider tips?
I'm ready.
Okay, let's start with newbie advice. If we've inspired someone to take their first step, what do they need to know to give themselves the best chance of success?
Write down your plan. Try and understand what you're trying to achieve at the business. If you know that, it becomes much, much easier to take an action and to know and to give advice when someone asks you, what should we do?
It's mad how many times we have to say it, isn't it? Actually know what you're trying to achieve with the project, everybody. But definitely bears repeating. Now, once you've started, of course, you've got to keep optimizing, obviously, in this space. So what's your favorite way to improve performance?
My current favorite way is looking at your 30 and 60 day lifetime value. So of every new customer that comes in your door, how much are they worth to you as a percentage? So for example, if they're worth, your first order is $100, how much are they worth to you in 30 days and 60 days? And look at that as a percentage. So if they're worth $100 and then they were $110 in 30 days, that'd be like a 10% increase. So what percentage is that? And if you know that number, you can then start looking at all of your flows and everything else that you have, your post-purchase. And it doesn't matter which specific thing worked. You can obviously get really granular if you'd like to, but you then can say, this is the overall metric we're trying to influence, is our 30-day lifetime value, 60-day lifetime value. It's currently 10%. We want it to be 30%. And that is my favorite initial way of saying, hey, how do we increase and make a difference?
Nice. I love a bit of post-purchase focus too, but to have that clearer goal on it would be heaven. Love that. If someone listening wants to learn more, is there a cheap or free resource you can recommend?
I can do a shameless plug here for something. So if you go to visionlabs.com/plan, we have a kind of, we call it our DAP, our data action plan. It's a free PDF download and a free little mini training there on how to build your action plan. Totally free. Just, I think it's name and email address that you should be able to opt in for.
Nice. I love that. So that most important first step we've been banging on about for the whole episode, everybody. You can get JJ's guide to how to do that at visionlab.com/plan. So that seems like a bit of a no-brainer to me, but I'll let you all get on with that. Finally, JJ, it's crystal ball time. What's coming up in the next 6 to 12 months that we should be getting ready for?
I think that we're going to see more and more people relying on sales, meaning discounts in that sense, and then having a way to get that sale to profit is going to be the big focus, whether that's acquiring people in like TikTok Shop and having these huge discounts and affiliate plays, or just running media spend at a really significant discount where people are trying to break even on their first order or maybe make a very, very small percentage on that first order. And I think that's going to come in the way that's going to be realized is by having more and more sales that are timed to trying to achieve that. I think that's going to be what's happening as people's pocketbooks are tightening. Everyone's looking for a good deal.
That is somewhere where you need to be absolutely zeroed in on your measurement data. Otherwise, you are going to lose out very, very fast. You can't wing that at all, can you?
No, you can really be in trouble if you're trying to run a freemium or a low cost initial offer. So make sure you know your numbers on that if you do that.
Excellent. Well, look, JJ, we are very nearly at the end of the show. So could you please let the listeners know where they can find you and your business so they can get in contact?
Yeah, visionlabs.com is the easiest way to find us. Hit the contact button, fill out an application. We do free audits. So if you are looking to have your data get in order, we do offer a free audit. Just go and hit any contact button. There's a pop-up on our site. There's all the normal things you'll find on a website. We work with everybody from e-commerce to content creation and everything in between. So we've seen the model that you are running. Don't hesitate to reach out and just fill out an application, even if you just want to chat. Visionlabs.com is where you can find me.
Brilliant. Thank you so much, JJ. And thank you so much for coming on the Keep Optimizing podcast. It's been brilliant learning how you go about solving these challenges for people. So thanks so much for being here.
Thank you so much for having me, Chloe.
Okay, so plan first. What do you actually need your analytics setup to deliver to give you that measurement nirvana where you actually know the right information about what's going on and you can make the right decisions? And as I thought, one of the really interesting things was how JJ broke down the key three types of measurement tool, analytics tool you need. One, to send the right data to the right places. So like get the right information going into Facebook to enable it to optimize, to give it the right lists and Google and all those kind of places. Secondly, somewhere which will pull everything together for you. So all the data from all the places, some kind of data aggregator. And then thirdly, something that will enable you to create the visuals, the reports that you need, the attacking of the data to get your questions answered to enable you to actually make some changes. Really interesting way of breaking it down to those three key areas to help you put it all together. You can get the links to all those things we discussed, the full transcript of the episode, important notes and more at keepoptimizing.com. Or you can use our special direct episode short links. Just put keepopt.com/ the number of this episode into the URL bar and you'll be redirected straight to the right episode page. When you get to the website, also make sure you add yourself to our email list so you don't miss out on any of the things we share to help you improve your business. Thanks so much for tuning in to this episode of the Keep Optimizing podcast. This has been the first episode of our month exploring the impact of all those privacy changes on you. So we're going to be talking attribution. We're going to be talking privacy. We're going to be talking probably email and cookies. So lots of good stuff coming up. As this is the first episode of this little mini series, is yet to come. So for now, if you want to dive into more stuff around what we've just been talking about with JJ, if you go to keepopt.com/attribution, you will find the rest of our analytics and attribution and marketing measurement topics. So that's keepopt.com/attribution. And please do tell your fellow marketers about the show because I want to help as many marketers as possible to improve the performance of their e-commerce marketing. And what we're sharing this month is super, super critical to get right because it really is the bedrock of all that you're doing. For now, though, have a great week and make sure you listen to our next episode so I can help you to keep optimizing your marketing.
Access everything Keep Optimizing at keepoptimizing.com. That's with an S, not a Z.
Join top brands to gain 60% more tracked customer profiles and a 40% revenue boost in Klaviyo, Meta and Google Ads. Sign up for a 30-day free trial via keepopt.com/immerse. That's keepopt.com/AIMERCE.